Sagma Sharon Paragamma Mishnah Chayatam Marita Tagal Gala with Clay Abakar, Bishata Kadim Lamaya, Bishdose Yechaitu. Hareza Bichi Yuta. Somebody who brings down to the water the wheels from his wagon, or the utensils of his cattle, meaning the yoke or the plow, during the hot east wind, he washes them off in the water in order that he would strengthen them. As the gargalim and the clay abakar are made out of wood and tend to crack during the hot east wind, and he washes them off in the water in order to strengthen them. In such a case, the water that gets on the gargalim or the clay abakar is bechiyutan. If that water ends up on pears, the pears would be mukshar, it would become susceptible to makabo tuma. And since he wanted that these utensils would get wet from the water, as he wanted to wash them off in order to strengthen them, so that's called nichale. He wanted that water, and if that water ends up on pears, it is moshed to be makabel tumah. Hamorid behema lishtois, hamayim ha'oilim b'piya b'chiyuta. Uveragleha einan b'chiyuta. Somebody who brings down his animal to the river in order that the animal should drink. The water that drips from the animal's mouth and ends up on pears, those pears are b'chiyuta, and they are moshed to be makabel tumah. And since he wanted the animal to drink, so he wanted that water that dripped from his mouth, so therefore that water is considered nichalei, and it's makshir peiros. But when its feet got wet from the water, and that water dripped on peiros, that water is not nichalei. He didn't want its feet to get wet necessarily, and the animal could drink without its feet getting wet. So therefore, even though he had brought down the animal to the river to drink, and it ended up that its feet got wet, that's not called nichalei, and therefore that water is not b'chiyuta, and that water ends up on pears. The pears are not mukshar to be makabel tuma. Im chishev sheyurku ragleha, afa oilim b'ragleha b'chiyuta. But if when he took down the animal to the river to drink, not only did he want the animal to drink, but he also wanted that the animal's feet should get washed off. In such a case, the water that drips from his feet and ends up on pears would be b'chiyuta. The pears would become susceptible to makabel tuma. As he desired that his feet should get wet, he wanted his feet to be washed off. So therefore, his nichale in that water, and that water that ends up on pears, is maksha the pear. Bishata yacha bahadayish loilun tummy. If the animal is very tired, it had traveled long distance, and then he took it down to the water to drink. In such a case, even if he didn't specifically have in mind that his feet should be washed off, if his feet get wet from the water and end up dripping on pears, the pears is bechiyuta. And since the animal is very tired from the long distance that it traveled, by washing off his feet, it's good for the animal's feet, so he certainly desired that his animal's feet should get washed off, even though he didn't have that in mind, but he certainly wants that his feet should get washed off in the water, since the animal is very tired from the long distance that it traveled. So therefore, if that water ends up in pears, it's b'chiyuta. And so too, b'shas hadayit, after the animal had swept with its feet, and after that he took it down to the water to drink, and his feet got wet from the water, that water would be b'chiyuta, even though he didn't have in mind that his feet should get washed off. And since the animal has rest with its feet, it's very good for the animal's feet to get washed off from the water. And he certainly is glad that the animal's feet went into the water. So he's nichalei in that water. If that water ends up in pears, it is most sure to be makabo tuma. Harid peres shayte v'kata. Afo pi shechayshev sheyutchu ragleha, einam b'chiyuta. Sheyesh lehen maisa, vein lehen machshav. If a deaf mute or a shota or a katan, a minor, brought an animal down to the river to drink, even though they had in mind that the animal's feet should be washed off, the water that drips from the animal's feet is not b'chiyuta. Because the action of a chereshayt of a katan is valid, but not a machshava that they have. And since they don't have das, their machshava is meaningless. As we're talking about an animal that had not stretched with its feet and had not walked long distances, that the Mishnah said previously that the water that drips from the animal's mouth would be b'chiyuta. And since he took down the animal to the river to drink, he wanted the water that dripped from his mouth, so therefore that's considered nichle, and it is b'chiyuta. But the water that drips from the animal's feet is not b'chiyuta, as he didn't want the animal's feet to get wet necessarily. But the Mishnah said that if the person also had in mind that his feet should be washed off, then the water that drips from the animal's feet would be b'chiyuta. And since he wanted that water, so it is makshir the pears from the makabel tuma. If that water ends up on pears, the pears would become susceptible to become tummy. But that's only a gadol who has das. A gadol who has das, if he has a machshava that he wanted the animal's feet to be washed off, that machshava would cause that the water that drips from his feet would be machshir peiros. But a cher shayt v'kat that has a machshava that they wanted that the animal's feet should be washed off, that machshava is meaningless since they don't have da. So therefore, even though they wanted the animal's feet to get washed off, if the water from his feet ends up on pears, the pears would not be machshir to be a kamal tuma. As opposed to, if water drips from its mouth onto pears, even though it was a cher shayt v'kan that brought the animal down to the river to drink, that water would be b'chiyuta, Because a Chesed B'Katan has a Maisa. Their Maisa, their actions, has significance. So therefore, when they bring an animal down to drink, that's a Maisa. And that Maisa shows that they wanted the animal to drink, they wanted the water that dripped from its mouth. So that water would be the Chiyutan, since there is a Maisa that shows that that water is Nichol. But the Machshava that they had, that they wanted the animal's feet to be washed off, that Machshava is meaningless, since the Chereshoi Tzivakotten does not have Das. So even though the Chereshoi Tzivakotten wanted that the animal's feet to get washed off, if the water from its feet ends up on Peretz, the Peretz will not be Mukhshir to be Makabel Tumah. Somebody who bends down to a stream of water in order to drink the water. Hamayim ha'olam b'fiv u'bizfamo. The water that ends up on his mouth and his mustache and subsequently drips onto food. That water would be mashu the food. The food would be b'chiyutan. It would be susceptible to be makabel tumah. That water is considered nichale, that he wants that water. And since it's impossible to drink from the stream without the water getting on his mouth and his mustache, is considered that he wants that water. And when that water subsequently gets onto food, the food is b'chiyutan. B'chatma uverosho uvizkanam. Einan b'chiyutan. But the water that comes up with his nose, or his head, or his beard, that water is not b'chiyutan. If it would subsequently drip onto Paris, the Paris would not be moksha, would not become susceptible to become tummy. As it's possible to drink from the stream without the water getting on his nose, head, and beard. So that water is not considered nichalet. He didn't want that water to come up with his nose, head, and beard, and since he didn't want that water, if that water would subsequently get onto food, the food would not be moksha to be makabel tumah. Hamemaleh b'chad. Somebody who lowers a pitcher down into a well in order to fill up the pitcher with water. Hamayim ha'olim achareha uvechebel shehu mechunan al tzavara. The water that ends up on the back of the pitcher, or the water that ends up on the rope that he encircles around his neck, as in order to secure the pitcher, he encircles the rope of the pitcher around his neck. Or the water that ends up on the rope that is necessary to lower the pitcher into the water, that water, if it was subsequently drip onto food, would be mashed the food to be makabel tumah. As it's impossible to lower the pitcher into the well without some water getting on the back of the pitcher and without water getting on the rope that he encircles around his neck or on the rope that is necessary to lower the chavis into the water. So since it's impossible to lower the chavis into the water without getting these things wet, the water that ends up on these things is considered nichale, that he wanted that water, and since it's nichale, if it subsequently gets on the food is susceptible to become tummy. Kamo utzorcha. How much of the rope is necessary for lowering it into the water? As we said, if water gets on the part of the rope that is necessary for lowering the pitcher into the water, that water is nichalet. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer tepach. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says, a tepach worth of rope, a hand breadth, would be needed to lower the pitcher into the water. So therefore, if water gets on the part of the rope that is within a tepach of the pitcher, that water would be considered b'chiyutan. Nasna tachat atzinor, einan b'chiyutan. But instead of lowering the pitcher into the water, he puts it underneath a drain pipe, so that water from the drain pipe would end up in the chavis. In such a case, the water that ends up on the back of the chavis or on the rope of the chavis is not the chiyutan, is not considered nichle, does not want that water, as it's possible to fill up the pitcher from water that drains from a drain pipe without getting any part of the pitcher wet, except for the inside of the chavis. So therefore, if water does end up on other parts of the chavis, like the back of the chavis or the rope of the chavis, that water is not considered nichle, as he would prefer, that the chavis would be filled up by the water draining right into the chavis without getting any other part of the chavis wet. So therefore, if that water ends up on peiros, the peiros would not be the chiyutan, it would not be moshe to be makabel tumah.